Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Let us dig into the headlines. The Princeton University Jazz Festival 2022 is go, April 27th through the 30th in Princeton, New Jersey. Student groups will perform with special guests guitarist Gillard Hexelman and saxophonists Seamus Blake, Tony Malaby, and Alexa Tarantino. For more information, music.princeton.edu. The John Stites Jazz Artists Organization announces the opening of the 2022 John Stites Jazz Award application process. The awards, which range from $5,000 to $25,000, are given in two categories, artistic development and jazz events. The deadline for the first award cycle is April 15th, and the deadline for the second award cycle is September 15th. For more information, johnstitesjazzawards.org. Arcadia Records has announced that its entire catalog of more than 100 records will be released to online streaming platforms for the first time. Releases by pianist Dr. Billy Taylor and Joanne Burkeen, saxophonist Benny Goldson, and the Arcadia Jazz All-Stars. The catalog also includes releases from Postcards Records, featuring artists such as pianist Steve Kuhn and bassist Reggie Workman. In addition, Arcadia will release its first new release in many years, the Brazilian violinist and singer-songwriter Tetel de Babuia, in a video-on-demand channel, Arcadia Concerts, that will feature many of its concerts and documentaries. For more information, arcadiarecords.com. Sundays in March at Swingin' in the Cellar at Entwine in the West Village of New York City features Terry Rozier on vocals, Steve Berger on guitar, and John Menigan on bass. For more information, entwinenyc.com. Tonight, Thursday, March 24th at Elastic in Chicago, Illinois, in person and streaming online, the Berman Ropke Duo at 8:30 p.m., and the Rempis Damon Duo at 9:30 p.m. And tomorrow night, Friday, March 25th, composer and musician Dr. Charles Joseph Smith, 8 p.m. All performances Central Standard Time. For more information, elasticarts.org. At the Lace Mill in Kingston, New York, tonight, March 24th, keyboardist Tholem, guitarist Nels Klein, percussionist Michael Wimberly and bassist Michael Bizio perform at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information, bizio@earthlink.net. Upcoming performances at the 55 Bar in New York City by two-thirds of the vocal group Duchess. Tonight, March 24th, Hillary Gardner, and on Monday, March 28th, Amy Cervini. For more information, 55, that's the number 55, bar.com. At Birdland in New York City, inside of Birdland Theater tonight, Thursday, March 24th through Saturday, March 26th, saxophonist Chad Lefkowitz-Brown and his quartet. For more information, birdlandjazz.com. Guitarist Brad Shepik and his quintet perform music from their upcoming 10-movement release, Human Activity Part 2, Code Red, at the Soapbox Gallery in Brooklyn, New York, tonight, March 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information, soapboxgallery.org. This Friday and Saturday night, March 25th and 26th, at the Jazz Forum in Tarrytown, New York, the Vincent Herring and Eric Alexander Quintet for two sets. And on Sunday, March 27th, the Isabella Mendez and Flavio Lira Brazilian Quartet for two sets. For more information, jazzforumarts.org. On Saturday, March 26th, the opening of The Jazz I Saw, Select Photographs from the Private Collection of Dr. Jeffrey Monkash. The exhibit, in Claverack, New York, which includes photos of saxophonist Sonny Rollins and pianist Thelonious Monk, runs through May. For more information, claveracklibrary.org. Also on Saturday, March 26, vocalist Jay Clayton performs in celebration of her 80th birthday at the Senate in Kingston, New York. For more information, jazzstock.com. Saxophonist Lou Tobacken and his trio perform during his 82nd birthday concert at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York, on Sunday, March 27th. For more information, liveatthefalcon.com. And now for new releases. Guitarist and composer Alexei Glick's self-produced Guitar and Me. Joel A. Martin's self-released Jazzical Comitas, Passion of Fire. The Dave Brubeck Trio's Live from Vienna, 1967, on Brubeck Editions. And the Diva Jazz Orchestra's self-released Swings Broadway. All news items have been gathered from various media sources. For the latest updates, contact the source, venue, or business. Remember, I'm just the messenger. And now for some music. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Recorded in 2014 and released 5 years later, saxophonist Jan Jabarek with the Hilliard Ensemble from the release Remember Me, My Dear on ECM Records, we listen to Procedentem Sponsum. From saxophonist Bobby Salvaggio's 2020 live release, Live from the Bop Shop on Dot Time Records, we heard Spy Movie. And we started the set with a selection from the 2003 release on Sterling Circle titled Laughing Barrel by the late trumpeter and cornetist Ron Miles. We heard Psychedelic Black Man. The release was inspired by author Ralph Ellison's trope for white societal and cultural attempts to dehumanize African Americans and contain resistant, resilient black laughter. We heard Miles with guitarist Brandon Ross, drummer Rudy Royston, and bassist Anthony Cox. Trumpeter and cornetist Ron Miles died on March 8th of this year. His last release was the 2020 Blue Note release, Rainbow Sign. You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com, info@wgxc.org, feedback@wgxc.org, or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Our website is wgxc.org.
No hay tierra tan hermosa como la mía.
My interview is with journalist and radio programmer Robin Lloyd. She hosts Jazz Caliente on KNKX Public Radio in the state of Washington. Originally from Detroit, Robin Lloyd has been presenting jazz, blues, and Latin jazz on public radio for nearly 40 years. So thank you so much for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
I'm really glad to be here. Thanks for asking.
Robin, you are on it, reporting on happenings in jazz and improvised music at least 5 days out of the week, and you host Jazz Caliente on Saturday nights on KNKX.
Yep.
Since last year, your role with the station has expanded. Will you give us your where I started from to where I am now story on your expanded role?
Oh, sure. Going way back, I started doing radio plays when I was in grade school, thanks to a very wonderful teacher that we had. In high school, I resurrected a small studio radio booth that they had. This was the 70s and there was no money for anything in schools, right? So I cleaned up and fixed the most of the equipment and started broadcasting during lunch hours. My parents were into all kinds of music, but particularly jazz. So, of course, that rubbed off on me. And I've been doing radio professionally at mostly public radio stations for over, that's going to be 23, 24 years pretty soon. So at KNKX, I started where people start overnights when they used to be live, right?
Right.
And then I did we had a blues show on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. And I ended up hosting the Saturday night blues show for about 6 years. When an opening came up for one of the midday jazz shows, I ended up getting the afternoon for that. And then I convinced them, it took me a while to convince them that we needed a Latin jazz show. So I finally got them to do that. And with that came a weekly web post. Well, I joined the Jazz Journalists Association a while back and was doing a blog and whatever. But they also were really helpful in giving me some instruction on how to be a jazz journalist because I really had no formal training. And so that was really helpful with that. And then as things progressed, just recently, we were trying to get some new voices on the air. I had been moved to the evening jazz shift. And then I was told to become the jazz reporter so we can make way for a different voice on the evening jazz show. So, and I said, okay, well, we'll give this a shot and see what happens. I know that if you write every day, you get better. So that's what I've been trying to do and putting out all the requests for information about what's going on everywhere. So I can sort of glean through that and pick what our listeners are going to want to read about. So
you said you've hosted Jazz Caliente for about 6 years?
No, the blues show, Saturday Night Blues show. Yeah. Jazz Caliente has been on the air for a little over 5 years.
Okay. So Jazz Caliente, where jazz meets Afro-Cuban, Afro-Brazilian, Puerto Rican, and Pan-American rhythms.
I try to be inclusive as possible. There's so much going on. Recently, really got into Afro-Peruvian, and there's so much more. I mean, there's so much. It's such a deep subject, and I'm learning all the time.
What's the reception from artists who've heard their music played on your show?
Oh, they're very happy to get airplay. Most of them are just like, yay. And then you build a relationship with them. You know what's happening with them. You know where their gigs are and then when their new albums are coming out. And if they're doing something special and you want to interview them and write it up for the Jazz Caliente post. So,
yeah. Do you and your listeners have the opportunity to see these performers live in your area?
Yes.
Yes. That's
yes.
Good.
Cool. Yes, definitely. We have Jazz Alley, Demetrius Jazz Alley, which is the main jazz club in Seattle, and a lot of other. There's also the Triple Door, which gets a lot of different acts, but they do a lot of stuff that correlates with what we play on the air. So, and a number of small places, even here in Tacoma, which has kind of been like the redheaded stepchild of Seattle. There's an organization that I wrote about that has been going to different venues that have never had live entertainment before and sort of saying, give this a try. Try this little trio. Try this, this duo. Try some, a little bit of Latin jazz here at the golf course. There's, the restaurant at the golf course. And it's working.
Yeah.
It's really working. And the musicians are really, really grateful for that because work has been pretty sparse, right?
Yeah. How do you know what your audience likes to hear? Do they call you? Do they email you? Do you interact with each other at live performances?
All of the above. Yes, definitely. And we're always, as a radio station, we're always sort of testing what people want to hear. And our audience, our long-term audience, has never been shy about telling us what they like and what they don't like.
Outside of KNKX, where else do you write and report on jazz and improvised music?
I don't. All of my work product belongs to the radio station at this point. I used to do a personal blog about other things that I liked in music, and it's too much. It's too much to maintain.
Oh, I don't know how. A blogging every day. I mean, I post things on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Twice a week, regularly for both shows, but to do it every day, I don't have that much to say. I mean, I'm a chatterbox, but I can't post something every day. I couldn't. I don't think I could.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I'm scanning all kinds of information that comes in through email and social media about anything that might fall into the categories that I'm trying to cover. And there's a lot out there. In fact, I've got so many stacks of quickly written notes about, okay, I'll get to that later. And then I have to sift through it to remember what it was I was going to write about.
I do my fair share of reading reviews and articles and jazz and improvised music. And through that, I'm becoming more familiar with other journalists within and outside of the United States. Robin, as a print and broadcast journalist, do you feel an insistence to expand your coverage of jazz and improvised music based on what you read and what music you get?
I would say that happens kind of organically. I've stepped off the sort of jazz and Latin jazz thing and gone into sort of a Mediterranean kind of thing. But I think it's just what's happening in the area and what's sounds good. You know, it's what's, if people are sincere about what they're doing and they're really good musicians, it's worth listening to.
And speaking of reading, I read that KNKX is relocating to new digs in Seattle. From the KNKX website, the new larger studio space is nearly 7,900 square feet and includes a performance space that is double the size of its current Seattle studio. It will accommodate more video production of live jazz and blues performances in the KNKX Studio Session series, which now have more than 30 million views on YouTube. The new home includes new recording studios for local production and more room for its growing news department. As you are rubbing your palms together, Robin, what are you envisioning for the future of jazz and improvised music at the station?
Well, we've always had some way to get musicians, you know, touring musicians into the studio. And we basically in the Seattle studios, and we have two. I work out of Tacoma mainly, and Seattle is separate. And it used to be Tacoma was mostly the music people and Seattle was mostly the news people. Well, that's kind of blended over the years. But so we used to have studio sessions with musicians in a converted conference room. It's like long Sunday. And we'd bring listeners in, you know, our major donors, and set up little chairs for them to, and they're like this far away from the musicians because it's such a tiny room. So the performance space is what I'm mostly excited about. I'm sure the news people are thrilled to have more space and more updated equipment because the equipment they're using in Seattle is pretty old. And so they're very happy about that. It's a good thing for the station, and it's a good thing for the people who work there. Our Tacoma studios are just a few years old. We moved from off campus. We were part of a university until we became independent. And in Tacoma, we moved downtown to a really beautiful historic building that we redid. And we have our Tacoma studios there so we can be on the air for news or jazz and we can go back and forth. And so our Tacoma studios are fairly new too, but we just haven't been, haven't been in there very long because of COVID. So, yeah. So this is the newest, latest thing is to get our Seattle folks into some really, really good space with really good equipment. So, and that includes a huge performance space that can be used for all kinds of other things as well. But for me, that's the important thing. And it's close enough to downtown where most of those venues are, that it'll be easy for touring musicians to come in and perform.
Beautiful. So, beautiful. Yeah. As we come to the end of this interview, I want to give you, my guest, Robin, the last word. Is there something that I didn't ask you, something you'd like to express to listeners?
It's just that the more of us that get the word about jazz out there, the better it is. And if you have a passion about the music and think that you can write about it or present it, go ahead and try it. Go ahead and go to your local community college radio station and give it a shot and see what happens. Because I worked at a couple of those and it was fun. And working with volunteers is always fun. And I ended up actually teaching the basic broadcasting course at one of them, which was all free and it was all volunteers. But I learned a lot from teaching people too. So follow that passion.
Los dioses africanos continuaron vivos entre los esclavos de América, como vivas continuaban, alimentadas por la nostalgia, las leyendas y los mitos de las patrias perdidas. Expresaban así en sus ceremonias, en sus danzas, en sus conjuros, la necesidad de afirmación de una identidad cultural que el cristianismo negaba.
For more information, knkx.org. And now for one more selection from his 2018 Blue Note release, recorded live at the Jazz Standard in New York City, organist Dr. Lonnie Smith with All in My Mind. From it we'll hear Up Jumped Spring. Jonathan Kreisberg on guitar and Jonathan Blake on drums. Thank you. you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. We appreciate your feedback. Feedback@wgxc.org or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Thank you.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.